Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I'm your host. And with me, I have Megan Modrusic.
Modrusic. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever met anybody named Modrusic.
If you have, they're related to me. That's how it works. Yep.
And you said that name comes from
it's Polish.
Polish.
Yeah, my family's Polish and Croatian. So
yeah. Uh-huh. I got to know some Polish guys that were working on my brother's coaster that he was building. They came from Poland, and that's what they did, build coasters. And they were really nice.
Wow. Kind of,
they spoke a little broken English,
yes.
You know. And Megan, you are a representative from St. Louis District Dairy Council.
That is correct.
What's your title with
them? I am a nutrition educator.
All right. Nutrition. And you're here to educate everybody about some nutritious things about milk.
Uh-huh. All dairy, actually.
All dairy.
Yes.
It's all dairy, yeah. So where'd you grow up at?
So I grew up in Edwardsville, Illinois, and I currently live in Belleville, Illinois.
But. Yes. So Edwardsville High School?
Yes.
And then on to college, where'd you go?
I went to Coastal Carolina University, and that's in South Carolina. It's right around Myrtle Beach.
Oh, well, wasn't that convenient?
You're yes.
I mean, it's probably spring break every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
Yeah. And what'd you major in?
I majored in public health.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very fitting. So when you got out of college, now what made you want to do that? Go into
public health?
Well, first of all, why'd you want to go to Myrtle Beach?
Well, who wouldn't want to go to Myrtle Beach?
All right. That perfect answer. All right. I didn't know if you had some relatives there.
No, actually, it was kind of wanted to get away from home. Just mm-hmm. wanted to get out of the Midwest and mm-hmm. move south. I was super interested in the ocean. I thought I wanted to do marine biology, super into science. And then I just kind of fell into public health. It is a very team-oriented, very community-based. And
so you went to college and you were taking some general courses. And then you said, you know what? I'm going into nutrition.
Yes.
I see. Yes. So you went into nutrition. You got a degree. You came out. Did you go right into the nutrition field?
No, I worked for a local company in South Carolina. It was like spray foam and crawl space insulation, all kinds of encapsulation. And I did marketing. I did a lot of back end work, data. They did solar. I did lots of, permitting.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, you got your opportunity?
Yes. And then I moved back home and I started working for the University of Illinois Extension, where I was doing nutrition education. And I just fell in love with nutrition education. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. So you've been at this job for how long now?
I started in April 13th. So pretty new, but
yeah,
I'm jumping right in. I love dairy. I love nutrition education. So.
Well, let's talk about dairy. You know, one time around here, there was a lot of dairy farms, a lot of individual family farms had dairy. My mom actually reminds me how she milked the cows when she was growing up all the time, you know.
Yes.
But not as many dairy farms.
Not as many dairy farms anymore. Yeah. It's a lot of work. Dairy farmers put in a lot of work.
But we still got plenty of milk.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, dairy farmers, they have 200, 300, 400 cows that they are looking after, and they need to be milked twice a day. So it is a lot of work to be able to produce that milk.
Yeah, from what I've heard, a lot of times in dairy farming, you never got a vacation.
Oh, my goodness, no. I mean, maybe, but there's a lot of...
The cows had to be milked.
Yes, they have to be milked. And there's more. I mean, you got to do the farm work, and you have to plant the crops for your cows to eat. And it's nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Now, dairy, I've heard, you know, like... Is kind of dairy was really popular. I mean, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, you know, you got to eat your milk, you got to drink your milk, you got to, like, it was okay, eat the ice cream, everything's good. And it seems like at some point in time, things changed a little bit and there wasn't that much of an emphasis on dairy. Can you Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that dairy has always been a great source of a lot of nutrients. I think that as fads come and go, people forget about the basics, mm-hmm. right? But the basics are that dairy has always been one of the main food groups and has pretty much always been recommended that 3 servings a day is what our bodies need to be their healthiest and be their happiest. So as fads come and go, but dairy has always been, you know, a staple, and it has always been.
And I guess yogurt is considered dairy. I mean, I have yogurt every morning with usually like blueberries or strawberries, you know, peaches, some sort of fruit, mix it up. And it is so good. It's like having your dessert first time in your day, you know.
And yogurt is actually special because yogurt has good bacteria added to it, and it makes it a fermented food. And mm-hmm. so it's really, really good for your gut health. And if you didn't know, a lot of our immune system lives within our gut.
Yeah.
And so if you have a healthy gut, then you have a healthier overall body.
Okay.
Yeah.
On milk.
Yes.
Okay. You have whole milk and you have 2%. Is there other milks besides whole and 2?
Yeah, there is, there's 1%, there's no fat milk, there is lactose-free milk, there's chocolate milk, there's strawberry milk.
Speaking of chocolate, you brought me a chocolate milk.
I did.
This is excellent.
I love chocolate milk.
Yeah. And does this, like, how much protein does this have in it?
Every cup of milk, 8 ounces of milk, no matter what it is, whole, chocolate, 1%, 2%, every single type of milk is going to have 8 grams of protein in it. And that's a lot of protein. Mm-hmm. And that's on top of all the other nutrients. Can I go into the other nutrients?
Love for you to.
Okay. So I think when people think of milk, they think of calcium, which they should. Milk is a great source of calcium. If you drink 3 cups of milk a day, you are getting 75% of the calcium that your body needs for the day. And that's awesome. You can get calcium from other foods as well, like leafy greens.
When you say a cup, how many ounces are we talking?
8 ounces.
Okay.
Yep.
8 ounces.
Okay. Yeah. And so calcium, great for our bones, great for bone development when we're growing, great for keeping strong bones as we age. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D. Milk is fortified with vitamin D. Vitamin D helps our body absorb the calcium. A lot of people don't get enough vitamin D as well.
Yeah.
I know. I think in the past, we all spent a lot of time outdoors, but as our society progresses, we're indoors all the time. So vitamin D is something that a lot of us don't get a lot of.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Phosphorus. That kind of goes hand in hand with the bones, with the teeth. Milk is really great for your teeth, for your bones. It helps protect your enamel. It helps keep your teeth and your bones super strong. Mm-hmm. Again, we talked about the protein. There's 4 B vitamins in milk, and B vitamins are essential for turning our food into energy. And so that's kind of why we eat, right? So that we can have energy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? There is vitamin A, great for our eyesight. Potassium helps our heartbeat. There's also, zinc, selenium, iodine. All these things are super essential for our body's health and just keeping us healthy throughout our entire life. So that's 1 cup of milk gives you all of these great nutrients.
Right. Yeah. And it seems like we've gotten away from drinking. Coconut milk.
Yes.
Right. Now, can you imagine milk in a coconut? How do they make?
I think it'd be pretty hard.
How do they make? But there is milk in coconut, I suppose.
Yeah.
There is.
I'm not quite sure. Yeah. I assume it's probably a blending process.
Yeah. You have whole milk, 2%, 1%.
Yeah.
All these different types of milk. Are all the vitamins still, whether it's whole or 2%?
Yeah.
The same amount of vitamins, right?
Yeah. So it's great that we're able to choose what kind of milk that we like best, right? And what kind of milk supports our body the best. Like if you are someone who is, worried about calories or you are worried about fat, you can choose the lower fat options. But if you like whole milk and that's what you like to drink, great. Drink the whole milk.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with chocolate milk.
Absolutely
not. I heard at one time, chocolate milk, you should go, white milk, but not chocolate. But that's a fallacy.
I mean, it definitely has sugar in it, but it's delicious, right? Mm-hmm. And chocolate milk is actually really great for recovery. So if you work out or if you're an athlete, drinking chocolate milk after a workout is actually really great. They say that like the whole balance of it with the sugar and the carbs, it helps recovery a lot. And there's 2 different types of protein in milk. There's casein and there's whey protein. So 2 types of protein to help your muscles recover. Chocolate milk is great. We actually have a program where we give grants to high school like athletic teams to help them provide chocolate milk for after workouts.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Megan Madrusic.
Yes.
Oh, I did it right. And she's with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, and she's kind of educating us. She brought us a bunch of goodies today, too. Milk, chocolate, cookies, some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did back in the day, you know, like we milked cows and we drank the milk, made cheese out of it, mm-hmm. right? And all these different things. Made homemade ice cream out of it, right? Why did 2% come around? What was with 2%? I mean, 2% fat, is that what it means?
Yeah, so it's the milk fat. It's whole milk is...
Whole milk has got more fat.
Has more fat.
But there's nothing wrong with fat.
No, there is absolutely nothing wrong
with
fat.
But was that just like a selling gimmick to go, I mean, 2%, 4%, like if you're trying to lose weight, you need 2% versus whole. Is that it?
I would assume so. I would assume that it's just, you know, people trying to give the consumers what they're asking for. People are looking for less fat versions. And so, you know, the milk producers in the dairy industry would like to sell their milk to whoever would buy it. So they make all these different types to.
But you, I'm going to ask you, what do you think? Is a person better off to go whole? Or two, or what? Does it matter?
I say whatever milk you like to drink is the healthiest milk for you.
Okay, because that's all good.
Yes, it is all great.
Okay. Are they still doing milk in schools? Like, is there a break and you have a milk break every day?
Yeah, so on every breakfast tray and every lunch tray, milk is on the tray. Right now, it is either 1% or no fat milk that they're offering in schools. And so, but currently, with the new USDA guidelines that have been released this year, USDA guidelines get released every 5 years. And so the USDA guidelines are pretty similar to what they have been. Three servings of dairy a day will get you to your nutrition goals. But with the addition of whole milk in that, so whole milk and 2% has been added back into the USDA guidelines, as long as it's, you know, reduced sugar. And so they're not like pushing chocolate milk right now, but okay. I will say that you can drink chocolate milk. Okay. I will say that on the record. And so in schools, they have passed the Healthy Milk or the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act of 2025 was passed this year, this January. And so schools, at the end of this school year and the next one coming up, they're able to sell whole milk and 2% milk in their schools. And so it just gives kids more of an option to choose what kind of milk they like. And maybe they have whole milk at home, but then they go to school and they have 1%. So it's just giving kids the option to drink the milk they like.
Yeah. I have a funny story.
Okay.
I will share with you. I have four children. And when Jen and Katie were little, they grew up in the bar atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a restaurant, bar, nightclub, et cetera. And we were living at the hotel there here in Jerseyville, which had our businesses in it. And when she was in first grade, I think, or kindergarten, she came home from school, you know, it was the Catholic school, and she handed my wife, Brenda, a letter, you know, in an envelope, and Brenda took it out and read it, and she says, and there was a $20 bill in it, and the note said, "I am returning $20 bill. Katie tried to buy a round of chocolate milks for the class today."
There you go. That's really good. That is pretty good.
Yeah, I always like
a round for the class.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to make some friends. It was early. Another round for everybody.
That's funny.
Yeah, so
that's perfect.
Anyway, but how about cheese? Cheese is good.
Yes.
Is there as much vitamins in cheese? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. So because cheese is made from milk, it has all those great essential like vitamins and minerals that milk does. The only difference with cheese is in the process of making cheese, they separate the curds and the whey. The whey is the liquid. And so some of that protein does, you know, go with the whey, but there's still a lot of protein in cheese.
Okay.
But also with that whey being moved away, with that whey being moved away.
Yes.
The lactose also goes with that whey. The lactose is a soluble sugar that's found in milk. And so if you're lactose intolerant, usually you can handle cheese, and especially the hard cheeses that have like really not a lot of liquid left in them.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of lactose in there. So
How about ice cream?
Ice cream.
What do you say about ice cream?
I think that ice cream is great. I mean, every year in July, we're going to celebrate July Ice Cream Month. July is made from dairy products. You know, it has lots of calcium, vitamin D. They're, you know, obviously, when you start adding sugar to things, it's going to be more calories. It's right. going to be more fat. But it's still calcium. It's still a great source of nutrients for your body. And okay. it's delicious.
I can go along with that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, with your experience in this business, so what do you do actually? So I know you're here and you're talking about nutrients. And what else do you do in a day-to-day basis with your job?
So during the summer, this month specifically, we're doing a lot of media. It is June Dairy Month. And so we are spending our month really trying to get the word out about the amazing work that our farmers do, the dairy industry as a whole and how it has grown and how it is strong. And it is, you know, just we are so happy that we have these dairy farmers in this dairy industry to bring milk and cheese mm-hmm. and yogurt to everywhere across America. And then we talk about the nutrition in dairy products. So we're going around doing lots of media, lifting up dairy and all that we can. We're going to all of our local WIC offices, which is like women, infants, and children. It's local. Yeah. And so we are giving cheese resources. We're giving recipes. We're giving new bulletin boards, you know, coloring sheets for the kids, all about cheese, really promoting cheese this summer. In the schools, we do a lot of grants for schools, a lot of cafeteria programs, giving mm-hmm. cafeterias money to help them, you know, move dairy off the shelves a little bit, giving them new milk coolers or new salad bars to make yogurt parfaits. We're doing smoothie programs and coffee programs and just trying to make, you know, dairy more interesting in the schools.
Yeah.
We do farm tours all year. I go into classrooms and talk about dairy farming. Kids can adopt a calf from our Adopt-A-Calf program.
Yeah.
We do all things. I mean, all things dairy. And it's always changing. Every year we have new programs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And what's your territory? What are you working?
So the St. Louis District Dairy Council is 131 counties across Missouri and Illinois. My territory is, I think it's 42 counties in Illinois.
Wow.
So I've got like Quincy, Jerseyville, and then I kind of wrap around and then like underneath Springfield all the way down to Southern Illinois. So I don't really touch the Mississippi River, but I've got about 42 counties to spread the dairy love.
Wow. So, you know, what I've learned here today is that, you know, definitely kids should be drinking plenty of milk.
Absolutely.
As we get to be an adult, you know, I love milk and it's not going to hurt me.
Right.
I can drink as much as I want,
yes.
basically. Right.
Yes.
And you know, athletes that are working out, milk's great.
Great.
You know, so how about for seniors? Is milk?
Yeah, milk is great for seniors.
There's so many vitamins in it.
Yes, there are so many vitamins. Yep, and you know the protein. The protein is so important for our muscles.
That's all I hear anymore.
Yes,
more
I
protein,
know.
Protein.
I know. And I mean, we talked about yogurt, but a cup. You know, we talked about 8 grams of protein in a glass of milk. In a cup of yogurt, there's about 10 to 12 grams of protein. Mm-hmm. In Greek yogurt, we've got about like 22 grams of protein. In cottage cheese, like 25 grams of protein. I mean, there is just dairy is a protein powerhouse.
Yeah. You know what I love about cottage cheese?
Let's hear it.
My best thing. I like to make a salad, mm-hmm. right? And I put all kinds of everything but the kitchen sink on my salad and mix it all up. And then I use olive oil as my dressing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And healthy.
Yes.
Olive oil's great for you. And then I put a couple big scoops of cottage cheese on top of my salad.
Nice.
All right? And it's excellent.
Yum.
It is so good. You wouldn't think they would mix, but you put those together. I've been doing that, eating cottage cheese in my salad for like, you know, 50 years.
Nice. And it makes it really creamy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
such
goodness.
A good, I mean,
yeah.
I really recommend trying, just giving it a try.
Yes.
You're going to like it.
Yes. And if the texture's throwing you off and you have a blender, blend up the cottage cheese.
Oh, the texture's good.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think the texture is great. It's a good mix.
Yes.
And then cottage cheese also, you take like pineapple and you cut mm-hmm. up bits of pineapple and you put it with cottage cheese. It's excellent.
Yes.
It's like a dessert.
It is like a dessert.
Yeah.
I brought you a little cottage cheese and pineapple.
Oh, you did? You did? Oh, you are so cool. So, all right. People are listening to us. They're getting educated. And they say if they can't remember, they're not taking notes. You know, they could be driving.
Yes.
Right. So How do they get a hold of you?
So we
get educated? Where do they go?
Yeah, we have a great website. It is stldairycouncil.org. And we have tons of blogs, tons of recipes, tons of resources for kids, how to make ice cream, how to make butter. I mean, if you're looking for something fun to do with your kids
make
this summer.
Ice cream.
Absolutely. I mean, in a bag you can make it. So we have a great website with lots of resources.
You can make ice cream in a bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, two bags. Oh. One for the ice and the salt, and then one for the...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll have to check out our website.
Yes.
And then we also have socials. We have Facebook and Instagram, and that's STL Dairy Council, at STL Dairy Council, yes.
Well, great. Any pitch you want to make?
No, I just want to say happy June Dairy Month, everybody. I hope everyone is enjoying some dairy.
Well, thanks so much, Megan, for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been nice talking with you.
Yes, great to talk to you.
Take care.
Thanks.